4. Everybody has a side to his or her nature that is not obvious to others in day-to-day interactions. Actor-essayist Shoichi Ozawa, who died the year before last, was quoted as saying, "Eating alone allows me to relish a dish at its best." This remark is recorded in Ningen Hyaku Ikka Jiten, a collection of dialogues with 101 figures, by columnist-critic Amehiko Aoki. Ozawa's remark is somewhat surprising, as he was regarded as a brilliant conversationalist with a wide circle of friends. Eating alone might have been a precious time to relax with a carefree mind, as he was a man who always sought to please others. You may consider yourself to be like him. Recently, an increasing number of students have become averse to sharing a table with others when eating in university cafeterias. One news story said more and more universities are setting up seats for solitary eaters by such means as partitioning tables with screens. What lies behind this trend may be an inclination to avoid awkward silences rather than just not wanting to please others as Ozawa did. Being chronically shy, I can empathize with those students. But they do belong to the younger smartphone generation, a great majority of whom are always seeking togetherness with their peers. Dichotomous human relations in which people are intimate with pals but keep others at arm's length may be a matter of concern. A tanka poem by Ryunosuke Akutagawa goes, "Rather than wandering around a number of mountains and rivers alone, going down a thoroughfare of a metropolis all alone makes me feel my solitude even more painfully." There is no doubt that walking among a crowd of people on the street makes you acutely aware of loneliness.